This is Al Simpson. Just when you thought it might be safe to listen to Face Off without talking about an election, Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on the upcoming balloting in Canada. Ted, our Canadian neighbors are in the process of holding their own election, and much of their debate hinges on the free trade agreement signed between the United States and Canada. The party of Prime Minister Brian Mulroney supports the agreement. Their opposition is running hard against it. The United States Congress has already ratified the Free Trade Amendment. I think it is only appropriate that these two nations, which have the world's longest undefended border, now create one of the world's largest internal markets. We already exchange more goods and services annually than any other two countries in this world. The Canadian election will have great impact on the United States. Canada has always been one of our strongest allies. This election will really determine if we're going to expand our remarkable relationship in order to encourage opportunities in both of our countries.
Al, it's a watershed election for the people of Canada, and it may well have a profound effect on the recent free trade agreement and on long-term relations between Canada and the United States. I know you like to put your thumb on the scale, Al, but the last thing Canadian voters need in this election is south of the border advice from Al Simpson and Ted Kennedy. After the four-year marathon the U.S. has just been through, Al, the Canadian way is very appealing. Only 55 days, start to finish. They do other things right, too, like real debates in which candidates question each other, like running on the issues, not 30-second soundbites, like tough limits on campaign spending and TV political commercials, like registering voters automatically by the government. With no obstacles to registration, Canadian turnout is far higher than in the United States. Not a bad way to choose a prime minister, Al, or a president either. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off again on Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.